Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WX2BJR. Good evening, Jeff.
WB2RUQ.
KA2VLA.
Okay, I have WX2PGR, WB2RUQ, and KA2VLA. Do we have any other check-ins?
KA2YDC.
Okay, we got KA2YDC in there, too. All right, we'll start at the top. WX2PGR, Paul, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, the assembled group, everybody there, pretty good crowd. Anyway, it's 32 degrees out there right now, getting a south wind, about 1 mile per hour. It's not increasing at all yet, they're saying it's supposed to get up over 30 miles an hour tonight. We'll see when that happens. Anyways, may get about an inch of snow over tomorrow or so, see what happens. Other than that, not too much else to add. Just give you one for the count. Pass it back to you. WX2PJR.
Okay. Thanks for the check-in, Paul. We had a quiet night tonight here anyway. All right. WB2RUQ, John, good evening. What's up tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ here in the lower Hudson Valley on the west side of the Hudson River. It is currently 37 degrees. I think we must have hit 50 today. I know we hit 50 yesterday. I didn't check the weather station set up today. Nice day. Gorgeous. Sun's out. Gloria and I took a ride up to Kingston, grabbed some dinner up there, and took the long way back along through Stone Ridge and up through that area. So made for a great day. I'm just kicking back here, watching a little television, and I'm going to call it a night. So that's it from this side of the world, WB2REQ.
Okay. Well, it was Valentine's Day. It's a good day to do it. All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KC2KC. KD2AIT. Good evening, Jim. Well, I don't have much to report. I guess they call it a medical shot. I had one last month, and I'm getting another one. And they said I might have to take them the rest of my life, every 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or something like that. So they said to take it easy. So I took them up on it. I had 3 coffee breaks. Told a dozen deer stories. Outside of that, I can't add anything educational to our transmission, so we'll give you the count anyhow. KD2AIT, this is KA2BLA. Be clear and listen now. I'll run the net tomorrow night if I think I'll be feeling good enough.
All right. Good to know. Hopefully they're wrong about the eye thing, and you only have to do it every once in a while, or maybe I'll just clear up on its own. All right, Clint, we'll catch up with you later. KA2YDC, Charlie up there, and fine, what's going on tonight?
Hi, there's so much excitement going on up here, Jeff, that I have to have three radios in it to tell you that. Can you believe me? Nothing. Just like 3 weeks ago, nothing was going on. I there's ever nothing going on here in the town of Fine. But I guess I like it that way. I had moved out a long time ago. But just had some company leave, and they came with their kid, and the wife is, not my wife, his wife is pregnant with another child. So I guess I had two people and a half, or three people and a half, I guess. Because she got quite a ways to go yet, before she has the kid. But that's the only thing exciting going on here. Had a late supper, and me and the wife are watching a little TV. That's about it. So I turn it back to you there, Jeff, and wish everybody a pleasant evening. KA2YZC, back to that.
Well, you know what they say, no news is good news, you know. I hear you. I like it to quiet myself. All right, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up to you later. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI. WS2W checking in, no traffic.
Okay, I got KC2WI, and the last guy was at WS2W?
Yeah, you got it. Whiskey, sugar, two whiskey.
Roger. Okay, KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, what's going on is I'm out doing outdoor chores, basically dumping the ashes, dumping the compost, and bringing in wood down to, well, I got some stuff in here, but not any big logs, and splitting. 2 years ago, I got stuff from a guy, same guy I got from this year, but it was all split pretty big. So I said, geez, I can't use that. He said, well, I have some stuff here that's pretty straight. You could, I think it was mostly ash. And it's, and I've sort of saved it. Instead of burning it up as big pieces, it's, you know, it's probably not the best as far as long burning and all that. But boy, I'll tell you that it's really nice wood for splitting into the small stuff, which I use a lot of because I just have this little stove and it tends to, when it's really cold and I really keep it going, and I get a really good bed of coals, then I can, I've had it, this thing going now for a week or two or three, pretty much without having to start a new fire. I've had to sometimes rake, I got a little shovel with holes in it, and, you know, sift out, get some of the ashes out, but, boy, it seems like this is the first day I'm going to basically be starting with a, with, you know, paper, whatever. Almost every time since I've been, I'd say this month, I guess, because I haven't been anywhere away for the weekend or anything. I've been able to open it up either in the morning or later in the day when I've sort of let it die down and, sift the coals, rake the coals. Sometimes I've had to use my little electric blower that I have, a little old fan, kind of a squirrel cage fan kind of deal, centrifugal fan. I harvested out of some piece of equipment 20 years ago. It's not a high velocity thing, but it's just perfect for, you blow it on those coals, it doesn't take much to get them hot. Then you just put some not real kindling, little stuff, but when it goes out, of course, then you got to use small stuff. It's really interesting. If you didn't realize, you know, the old smoky bear, make sure your fire is dead out thing, this would be a real educational experience because I have taken one or two little embers that happen to be still red with a bunch of other coals and sort of raked them up, you know, got them out of the ashes and blown air on those things. And if you have a good breeze and you blow on that just a couple little spots, I mean tiny little specks, and you let air flow over those, you know, moving air for a few minutes, really interesting. In the old days, I guess they'd have used a bellows for that, but that's the scoop here. Hope to be down in Boonville maybe early enough tomorrow to go to Slim's and meet whoever shows up there for breakfast.
Okay. Thanks for checking in, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. WS2W, good evening. What's your handle? What's going on tonight?
How you doing, WS2W? Oh, no, just hanging tight here on Valentine's Day and just watching some news programs here. Nice day today. Currently 34 degrees down here in Skyline, New York. Name here is Scan, Sierra Charlie Alpha November. That's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for checking in, and we're here every night at 9 o'clock, so feel free to check in again, Scan. That's Scan, Sierra Charlie Alpha Nancy, right?
November, yep.
Okay, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Well, it's for myself today. I had to work and then did a little Valentine's with the wife there and went back to work and tinkering around here right now and that's about it. So are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service then and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Paul, John, Clint, Charlie, and Pete and Scan for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Hey, I'm on my base here now. Yeah, very good. I'm Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, so how's the situation there? Is it getting any better with all the snow and stuff?
N2OIQ, this is KD2AIT. Did you change channels or something?
No. I thought it was on 655, but maybe not.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't hear the other half of your conversation.
Guys on Simplex or something? Because I didn't hear anything either. I've been sitting here, AC2WI.
I don't know. I was up there with a handheld, and I thought I had set for the repeater for 655. But I was talking to Stacey Anklelink from Boston, Massachusetts on the handheld.
Well, I didn't hear anything. Sure he wasn't. I'll go over to 955 and see if there's somebody there.
Yeah, I'm watching the Echolink screen here. I don't see anybody on my Echolink, so it was probably Lavelle.
All right, hey, I was on 955. I'm sorry. I was on 955. Yeah, that's where it was coming from. 955, okay. Thank you.
No problem. KD2AIT, clear.
I just put on this new radio I got. I was programming it through the internet or off the computer, and I don't know. I gotta check this thing out, see where my stuff went. But the screen shows 655, but must be it's on the lab repair 955. So I don't know. All right, thank you very much. And have a good day. Hey, last night I wasn't around. Last night, that's why I didn't do the net. When I took my mom, we went to Palm Sunday mass services at St. Peter's and Lavo, and then she wanted to go shopping, so I didn't get back in time. If you took it, thank you.
Yeah, that's no problem. I picked it up. I gave you until like 9:02 or something, and then I jumped on there and grabbed it, so it was all right. KD2AIT.
Yeah, by the lottery, Peter, I was talking to a guy from Boston, Massachusetts. He was on Echolink, and that's what it was. I got to check this radio out, his handheld. It shows 655, but it must be transmitting on 955. So, okay, very good. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
All right, good luck. Take care. KD2AIT, clear.
Zen 2 ADV for the Atlantic County Traffic and Emergency Net, looking for any stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All are welcome.
Says KD2 AIT, no traffic.
Says AC2 WI, no traffic.
N2OIQ, no traffic.
Okay, got KD2 AIT, KC2WI, and N2OIQ. Thank you for checking in. This is N2 ADV for Octane, looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. This is N2 ADV for Octane, looking for any additional stations wishing to check in. Final call for Octane, this is N2 ADV. With nothing additional being heard, this is N2 ADV, LV, clear, and QSY 73 to all.